One-fifth of the population of Lebanon is made up of Syrian refugees, more than 1.5 million people who'd fled the war there since 2011. Now, in 2024, Lebanon is once again under attack, and the flow of refugees is in the other direction, from Lebanon now to Syria. What was once a place of refuge is now a place people need to flee. Maeve Murphy is the head of the UNHCR sub-office in Tripoli in Lebanon, and she's on the line now. It is ironic, isn't it, Maeve, that Lebanon, once a place of refuge, a place that housed so many refugees, now people there fleeing for safety elsewhere.
Indeed. Good morning, Anya. It is at the moment in Lebanon, a quarter of the entire country is under evacuation order, which means that we have an anticipated 1.2 million people that have been affected of Lebanese. And indeed, this will also include all our Syrian refugees. Of those, a quarter of a million have fled to Syria, 80% Syrians, and also Lebanese who have no other option because the situation is so dire here.
And where are people going within Lebanon, and what supplies or assistance is there for them?
People are going anywhere where they have family or friends that they can find shelter with. There are people living on the streets because they don't have family or friends. There are over 1,000 schools and buildings that have been opened as collective shelters. And as the humanitarian community, we are trying to provide support to them. In addition, we have thousands of informal tented settlements where Syrian refugees have sought shelter with their family and friends. And this is where we're trying to work with our partners, including Concern, which is working with us here in the north to build additional tents so people have some sort of shelter. But this is a huge task when you talk about, you know, over 1.2 million people impacted.
And you talk about tents, but the winter is coming. The conditions for people in those tents?
The conditions are horrendous. Schools are not appropriate to support Lebanese families. Tents are certainly not appropriate. And when you're trying to respond collectively to supporting Lebanese IDPs, Syrian refugees who are now also IDPs, and with the context where we have the country still under bombardment, what is urgently needed is a ceasefire, which allows then for the resources and the support that is needed to come in. I mean, everything from the humanitarian community, for instance, we have to, as UNHCR, we brought in trauma to provide to hospitals who are dealing with the injured. We have had a number of hospitals had to close in the south. So all of these additional needs are gravitating towards the rest of the country, which was already challenged economically. So the support that is urgently needed, a flash appeal has been issued for 425 million. But we also need a ceasefire so that we can bring in the necessary resources to try and support those who basically are facing a horrendous situation on a day-to-day basis.
Well, thank you for talking to us about your work this morning, and good luck with your endeavours. That's Maeve Murphy, the head of the UNHCR sub-office in Tripoli in Lebanon.